I am told I need to formally announce
the head counselor of the cottage, our sister Carolyn Wildfogel. Now, this is a cottage. Everybody knows who they are. You know them. You saw them down the beach. I love seeing them. We're going to hear from them. They're going to tell us a little bit of what they've been learning. I think they're going to sing a few songs for us and recite some memory verses. Let's see what the Lord wants to say to us. He's been speaking to them. Perhaps through the little children, he'll speak to us as well. Come.
Us what our theme is, and I picked the theme that's over our chapel door, Jesus our Savior. I was a public school teacher for 25 years, and every year when the holidays would come around, I would ask the children, why do we celebrate whatever it was? So at Easter, I'd say, why do we celebrate Easter? What answer do you think I got? All right, that was one of them. But the main one was, we get chocolate. I mean, what better day could that be? Your mom gives you a whole basket of chocolate, and it's yours. You don't have to share it with anybody. It's yours. The rest of the year, mom says, don't eat too much chocolate. You've had enough. But on Easter, you get a big basket. So I would ask them a little more. Okay, you get chocolate, but that's not why we have the holiday. Why do we have Easter? What are we celebrating? So then they had to think, well, we get bunnies. We get new clothes, we get to go visit grandma, our friends come over. Once in a while, I would finally get somebody that would say, well, I think God died. So then I started asking the kids at church. I worked with like kindergarten and younger in church, but I'd say, why do we celebrate Easter? What answer do you think I got?
Chocolate.
We get chocolate. So Easter is a chocolate holiday in many people's minds. But again, you get up in the morning, you get a basket of chocolate, you come to church, you have a program, you get up and you say some poem you memorize but don't really understand. You sing a song. We had practiced this one song for weeks. Jesus is risen, Jesus is risen. He rose on Easter Day. So finally, after weeks of that, one kid goes, why do we keep saying Jesus is prison? Well, that's what he thought we were singing about. That's what he was familiar with, more familiar with the word prison than risen. Then I got to thinking about it. They're in this program. Then finally it's finished. The preacher might talk about something. He uses words like risen and resurrection and crucifixion and... they don't use those words in their everyday vocabulary, and I'm glad we don't have crucifixion in our vocabulary anymore. We don't see it like they did back in those days. But then the Sunday school teacher gives them chocolate, and then they get to go home and have dinner, and their cousins come over, and they play. So the next Sunday, because first it's Palm Sunday, you get that story. Easter, you don't get that lesson. The next Sunday, you go on with whatever lesson is in the book that comes next. Usually, Jesus gave them breakfast on the beach. They're skipping the main thing. So if you're a Sunday school teacher, or if you're a kids club teacher, a preliminary teacher, be sure your kids know what Easter is all about. It's not a chocolate holiday. So that's what we're looking at here. Well, this beginning of the week, we've been looking at a little bit of what Jesus did before Easter came. to see just who he is. And yesterday we did get to the Palm Sunday lesson, so now from there on the rest of this time, we're going to look at the real meaning of Easter. Not the chocolate, not the bunnies, not the eggs, but why do we celebrate Easter? What happened? Who are these characters that are in the Bible that we hear about in the Easter lesson? So you pray for us as we go along that this will become real to these kids. I do have pretty much all church kids this year, so they do have some understanding of who Jesus is before they came here. And I actually got the right answer when I asked them, why do we celebrate Easter? So we have a little bit more for you this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know. He lives. Here we go. He lives within my heart. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Does he live in your heart?
Yes.
Does he live in your heart? Good. Good.